Robot Underpants.
Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of Robot Underpants. This is Langley. I'm here with Spin.
Yes, I am typing things.
As always. And and Starman is here.
Misa thinks that my Christopher Walken impression is awful.
And you do Jar Jar on top of it?
Dude, I have to. Just
why?
Makes episode one that much more tolerable.
We have to do this like every show, but it really should be a different movie. Because we have done Star Wars. We have done Indiana.
Mm-hmm. Ghostbusters. Don't cross the streams.
What did you do, Ray?
Oh, God. So we're trying out something here on this show, which is totally distracting me from thinking about talking.
Right. We are theoretically coming to you live on the old crusty. You're not doing it anymore, are you?
What's that?
Door from Hell?
Kind of, sort of, sometimes.
The occasionally crusty Door from Hell radio stream on Ustream.
Yeah, we're broadcasting our recording of this show live on Ustream.
And now, as everybody can see, Langley's dog's butthole, as Langley's dog attempts to go after Sad Piano.
So this is that's already PG-13. Wait, yeah. What rating is this show?
Well, what?
I think it's unrated.
Is it?
I don't know.
So tempted to burst out into it.
Yeah, I think in certain places that ask for ratings, it's
it's rated L for Langley.
Yes.
Pay no attention to that beep.
Pay no attention. We're doing this all through Google Hangouts and Ustream producer. We had a whole bunch of weird issues at the beginning. I'm sure we'll run into more because it's not a Langley show if there's not problems. So. I have to remember to switch on the fly to who's talking when I do this. So we'll see.
You have to do it manually, Eric. Let's go. One, two, Work it, Langley. Work it.
Oh God.
Flinch. Two for flinching. I will make a note of that as I have
this just in.
I have my piece of paper and I can scribble things off, because that's how we scribble things off lists. It's like I'm playing Sudoku. Sudoku? I never play the game, so I don't know how to pronounce it.
I don't play it. I play Words with Friends.
You can scratch that off. That's done. All right.
Is there a dog in here? No, yeah, my dog's asleep. Okay.
Where's your dog? Where's your dog's butthole?
My dog's. No, never mind.
All right. Let's get this
started.
This train started before it runs off the rails.
Like the last train to Clarksville.
Oh,
perfect
wow.
Segue. Wow, that's a great segue.
Hmm? We're actually getting old because it's like, oh, Davy Jones died. And someone was like, who? The original Big Time Rush is actually the answer to anybody who says, who's Davy Jones? He was Pablo or whoever. Davy Jones of the Monkees.
I'm not even getting those references.
Well, because you don't have kids, trust us. We know what we're talking about. We are professionals.
I know what you're talking about.
Exactly. Who's Pablo? So, Davy Jones of the Monkees and Marsha Brady Crush fame.
Marsha.
Davy Jones.
Oh, he was dreamy, right?
Davy Jones is coming here to my house. Oh, my nose.
Was that episode?
Oh, my nose. That would be it. We have to have the Brady Bunch.
Brady
role played by Christopher Walken.
Alice, what's up with the dishes?
Has Sam asked you to marry him yet, Alice? All right. So he died, and apparently, so I had heard rumors that he died like Saturday, and everybody just got around to it today. I don't know. Huh. But I did, in Googling this, found that he actually kind of looked like crap. I mean, he had like man boobs. There was some unpleasantness going on with his midriff.
Can you die of man boobs?
I'm sure somebody has somewhere in the world.
I'm going to say no, probably not.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep an eye on the chat.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, yes. We have a chat going.
One person in there and one guest.
No.
Really?
I'm seeing. Okay. Yeah. Yes, you are correct.
Well, you are all distractions to keep us from doing a halfway decent show.
Right. All right.
All right. So,
Percy
Jones.
I grew up with the Monkees. Pretty sad.
He was, what, 68, 66?
66.
Not terribly old.
No.
He died of heart attack?
Was heart it? Attack,
yeah.
All right, well, rest in peace, Davy Jones. Didn't die in Davy Jones' locker. Was that his real name, that's right. By the way?
I don't know. Very well could be. Wikipedia that.
No, I don't care. He didn't die of bat flu, no.
No, he didn't.
This is the new scare, evidently.
Is this a person scare or a bat scare?
I think it's a people scare.
Bat scare, actually.
I think it's a people thing. Scientists have found evidence of flu in bats and are reporting the existence of a never-before-seen virus whose risk to humans is unclear. Evidently, that's what the movie Contagion was about.
That's why you wear your bat underwear when you go out. And your bat grappling hook and your bat shark repellent.
Oh, the shark repellent is about. Oh,
that's all I got to say about that.
There you go.
Nice.
Bat Boy. That's what we're all going
to
turn
into. Did anybody actually ever go see? I listened to it, but I don't think I ever saw Bat Boy the musical.
No. No.
There was, like, I think it was, I don't know if it was Broadway or if it was off-Broadway, but yeah, Bat Boy the Musical. A smash sensation.
Starring Christopher Walken as the Bat Boy.
What's the story behind Bat Boy? I read it once and forgot about it. I mean, it's all fake, obviously, but.
No. Bat Boy is a pro wrestler.
What?
Oh, that's funny. Bat Boy may refer to a nickname for an infantryman assigned to the 75th Regiment in the United States Army Rangers. That would not be the correct one, so it would be.
I refuse to show Eric's screen of Wikipedia right now.
I didn't know that the Weekly World News was now defunct.
Oh, is really? It? Damn.
I didn't know that
black and white like newspaper thing was kind of.
Black kinda and pro. White?
Bat Boy is described as a creature who is half human and half bat.
Like yep. Spock.
I know. Spock on. That's like a Spock baby, really.
Yeah, well.
With big background. Pointy teeth, like.
According to the Weekly World News, Bat Boy, we were talking about something serious like H1B1 for bat flu or whatever, but this is far more interesting. According to the Weekly World News, Bat Boy has a chaotic sense of morality. He has been said to steal cars and come to the aid of the needy. According to the mythos, the only person that cares for the Chiropteran child is Dr. Ron Dillon, who discovered him in West Virginia cave. Of course. At the time of the capture, he was 2 feet tall and weighed 19 pounds. By February 2001, he was 2 foot six. And I'm sure he's got 20 pages on Facebook and every other social network.
Yeah. He's probably
on August 14th, 2003, he announced he was running in the California gubernatorial election.
Bat Boy or the doctor?
Wow.
Yes. And in November 2008, Bat Boy was seen protesting the passing of Proposition 8, which was the measure about gay marriage. Now, keep in mind, for those of you that don't remember, in 2003 in California, that was when we were voting to recall one mayor and decide if we wanted Arnold to become the governor. Which
Arnold.
Now, was that the same one that had, like, Mary Carey, the porn star?
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, the actual race was between three guys, Schwarzenegger, Cruz Bustamante, and Tom McClintock. And, you know, the spread was like 48 to 31 to 13. So Arnold pretty much handled it. But, yeah, there were notable candidates. There we go here.
Chat room says he was in the KGB. Who knew?
How do you know from Bad Boy?
Yeah, but there were like porn stars. Ariana.
Oh, Hamilton. I remember the porn stars.
Yeah, that's what I said. Mary Carey.
Mary Carey, Larry Gary Flint, Coleman.
Right? Gary Coleman. I have a Larry Flint for governor shirt somewhere.
Yeah, there you go. So that was,
if I wasn't wearing this shirt of me right now, I might wear the Larry Flint one.
You were wearing a shirt of you.
I am. That's what I said. If I wasn't wearing that, I might be wearing the Larry Flint shirt. I think it said the smut peddler that cares on it. It was just like. Right. Anyway, so scientists have not been able to recreate the mutated form so they can test it. And if it mingled with more common forms of influenza, it could swap genes and mutate into something more dangerous.
Right, whatever.
Whatever. Stay away from bats. Don't mingle with the bats, folks.
I know.
That's the deal.
Because they're Muslims.
The only way to kill it is...
I'm Batman.
I don't know. If you cross the streams. I don't know. Ghostbusters, what?
Ghostbusters 3 is not going to happen, and I'm very upset. All right, so it's not going to happen because Bill Murray said that he doesn't want to do it. And I'm thinking...
That's not a surprise.
Why? Just do it. Just, I mean, phone it in. I don't care.
You can do it. Phone it in.
I'd say, well, I don't care.
Beep, 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 beep. Hold on. Oh, we have a ghost. I'm tweeting this.
I'm tweeting. That's right. He can spend the entire time just tweeting from the firehouse.
There's an app for that, and he's just leaning back.
Why don't they just CG him in?
Oh, shit, I just launched stuff. You can't fake type. You know, I was trying to fake type, and I ended up launching like four.
You know, they could write the story around Venkman dying and becoming a ghost, so they could actually CG him.
Right.
Right.
And then have him do the voice.
Well, if he wants to do the voice.
He did the voice for the
video. I mean, what's the reason he doesn't want to do it?
Oh, because he's too busy. He has six kids and a bunch of houses, and he plays golf and...
I mean, is there any time frame on this? They can do it when he's not so busy, maybe?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't understand everything about Hollywood, but maybe he's tired of doing it. I can totally understand that, but Ghostbusters 2 ended on such a lousy note that...
I don't even remember 2.
Right, nobody does.
It's Viggo! So
Spigo and the Statue of Liberty Vigo. Walking across the river.
That's right. Oh god, that was awesome.
Oh, instead they swapped out the streams for this goo that they were spraying all over the Statue of Liberty, and it was just so awful.
It's and because it was
sound like it's some Bukkake film.
The point is that if Ghostbusters 2 ended on such a lousy note, why not just do the third one? Make a really good script. No, like, nuke in the fridge or anything like that. And just end it on a positive note. And the thing is that they were talking about passing the torch to other people. It's like, just do the damn movie. I don't care. Do the damn movie.
Do you think it's too late, maybe?
Well, see, that's the thing. If he's a ghost... If he becomes a ghost in like the first 10 minutes of the film, and then the rest of it is him CGI'd or something like that, or whatever, it can. I mean, these guys are smart guys. They can make something funny. They can make something that's worth his time. But I guess he'd rather play golf instead.
I can understand that, I guess.
I can't.
Well, he wants to do serious movies now, it seems.
Right? Right.
I mean, except where played a Ghostbuster. In Zombieland.
You know, we are a long overdue for one of those scary movie. You know what I'm talking about. The ones that they mash. Whatever the genre of movies that, like, Kentucky Fried Movie was. You know, the... Let's take...
Jim Slade.
You're right. Let's take all of these movies and parody them and put it into one. If Weird Al made movies, it'd probably be something like that. I don't know what the genre is. But it's like scary movie and what was the airplane one?
Airplane.
Not top. It was like ripping on Top Gun, but it was...
Hot Shots,
you know, that whole thing.
Mr. Mike's Mondo video.
I saw
and the room goes silent. I can't find it now.
One of the chat, one of the comments from the chat room is that the video is totally behind the audio. So we just, we're going to Kung Fu movie this right now.
Awesome. Just close your eyes and imagine us in a room. Yes.
Let us lull you to sleep with our smooth, silky voices.
Giant sweatshirts on.
Or
what? What, you mean San Francisco Giants? You see what
no!
I
did there. No. So anyway, does anybody care if there's a Ghostbusters 3? Or am I like the only fan in the room?
I mean, I like it, but it's one of those things that it's so, you know, like if there's one movie, and this goes back to the whole Ferris Bueller thing. Ferris Bueller's Day Off in high school, 25 years later, Ferris Bueller's Day Off from work, that would do it justice, I think. I think that would work out pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Indiana
Jones,
know.
1, 2, and 3, let's wait a whole crap load of time and have an arbitrary fourth. That ain't not going to work.
Yeah,
but they waited a whole crap load of time if they were going to do another Ferris Bueller, right? It's like, I think it's way too late for that.
I don't know. I mean, 25 years is a good time from somebody who isn't. But that's because it was one movie. Ghostbusters was like 1, 2, and then 3. And then it's like, well, you know, what's the world going to be like? What are the ghosts going to be like? You know, crack whore ghosts all sitting there. Like, hey, F you, buddy. I'm trying to haunt here. What are you? Why are you taking jobs? Why are you taking haunting jobs away from hardworking spirits, huh? I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to come in there with your, what were the little boxes called?
But
the things where they traps. Suck the ghost into?
Oh, the,
it's
the
a
ghost
trap.
Containment system.
The containment trap. System. You and your little Chinese-made ghost containment system.
I looked at the trap, right?
School over here. His job got shifted to some, you know, undead people in India and Tibet and shit. What's that about? Yeah. Oh, I think it would be great. I think they could totally modernize it. But two is that weird curse kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it would work. I don't even think like Venkman and those guys could, you know, deal with that. They'd be like, fuck, man, I just want to get out of this job. I want to go to the bar and call it a day. That's my
it's evidently, that's what Bill Murray's saying.
Who are you going to call? I ain't going to call anybody. I'm going to text
them
and see if he follows me on Twitter. That's what I'm going to do. Who are you
going to call? The
who
Avengers.
Are you going to tweet?
Oh,
I
nice.
Don't know, but you can like us on Facebook if you can't tweet at us.
Who are you
is there a
tweet?
Ghostbusters page?
I would actually like to.
Yes, there is, actually.
And now it's going to have timelines.
So. That's true, right? 12:07 right. p.m.
Venkman says no.
I would like to see old movies redone in a modern era, right? And the main characters would, instead of like having weapons and stuff, they'd have to have like, you know, smartphones. So we could replace like all the tools of the old trade and replace them with all the things that make us so ridiculous today.
You're a tool of the old trade.
Oh,
hey, but and that's how they would take down the ship in like Independence Day. There wouldn't be like an, you know, a MacBook or PowerBook there. Somebody would be like, let me tweet this.
Here, let me put ice cream sandwich on the alien computer.
At,
oops.
At alien mission control dude in front of me.
They'd send up the bat flu. Duh.
And they like, duck, lol, hashtag, send. He looks down. Doesn't even see it coming because he's immediately like, what? Who's notifying me now?
Yes. Before we move on to the Avengers, you mentioned something about the nuclear blast in the fridge. Some people over at overthinkingit.com said you won't survive a nuclear blast in a fridge.
No, you
some
won't.
Scientists and sat down and said no.
So. Oh, by the way, let me mention real quick that today Paramount announced that the Indiana Jones movies are coming out on Blu-ray. And okay. Go.
However, Bill Murray said, no, they're not.
I just bought the box. Did I buy them on Blu-ray? No, I guess not, because they just came out today.
No, it was announced today. They're coming out in the fall.
Not even out. All right. So Avengers,
that is probably by
what is out today?
The new Avengers trailer.
I saw the link, but I didn't have time to watch it. So how was it?
Oh, it was awesome.
It did look awesome. I just never watched all of those specific movies.
I think that it's going to be a good movie. It was written by Joss Whedon. I'm really looking forward to it.
Wait, Joss Whedon did
the Avengers movie? Yes.
That could be interesting.
The Weebiverse interested now.
Does kick out some amazing stuff.
It does.
In fact, a lot of my favorite shows in the past that came from the Weebiverse.
Yeah, I think you have a some interesting history with the Weebiverse, don't you?
Well, yeah. Years ago, we did a few of us did a show called Buffy Radio.
Yeah.
Which later turned into a show called Show Talkers. But it started where somebody was like, "You got to watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer," and I'm like, "No, stop with the Buffy," because the movie was utter shit, right?
Yeah.
And the series had been on for a few years. And they're like, no, you got to watch it. The writing is really good, right? The writing is really good is code for she has a nice personality. I mean, she's like, hello, ugly. Anyway, so I'm like, all right, whatever. And so one friend was starting to watch it. Another friend actively watched it. And then I was like a few episodes behind. And I'm like, okay, this is pretty good. And he's like, yeah, it's getting real good. And I ended up watching like all of this. It just sucked me in. And I started watching it for like episode after episode, and we did a show where, you know, at the end of like season 5, season 6, whatever, after the show aired every Tuesday, we would talk about the show. That's all we did. And then we moved on to Angel, and then we changed the name of the show. But from that, we found that all of the shows that Joss Whedon or his staff were involved in were really cool shows. There was Wonder Falls. There was, I think you had Sean Ryan was involved with The Shield, another fantastic show. Various Firefly. Episodes of other shows. Yeah, Firefly was in there. Well, Serenity. And what else? I think Lucky might have had some influence. Warehouse 13, that's got Jane Espenson all over it. Mm-hmm. You can totally tell the writing style. I also think that there was some Caprica involvement as well. I cannot was be there? Sure on that. I got the here we go.
You're the expert.
I just
Mark.
Happen to have, and this is totally unplanned.
Sure was.
Now I got to look it up.
All right.
No, the only things I have in my office are Caprica and Max Headroom.
Max Headroom.
That's wow. How I, yep.
Wow.
Complete with, and for everybody who's looking at the camera, complete with.
Catch the wave.
I.
It's not exactly. Oh, yeah, his mouth opens and closes. Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Wow, this is
odd.
All right, whatever.
How can
it's there.
God, I hated that show.
I loved that show.
Really?
How can we make ourselves look like Max Headroom for the next show?
I tried so hard to like that show. I was like, this is dumb.
You know what? I want you to watch it now.
No.
Because you want to know why?
Why?
This was way freaking ahead of its time. And when you watch Network 23 and you watch the whole Shut 'Em Down, the whole there's a whole like video blog. I mean, more of YouTubers that are more grown up and take more risks and get shot at kind of vibe about it. Just think of a dirty YouTube in a shitty universe. I think
YouTube is already dirty.
No, I mean dirty. Like get out of your parents' bedroom, you know, your basement and like get shot at kind of thing.
I don't know. Here's the thing.
But don't be like an icy hot stunner kind of thing.
There's a lot of shows I really liked growing up. Sci-fi shows, whatever, like Misfits of Science, V. I went back and watched them now. They're a little harder to get through.
Yeah.
I mean, the nostalgia's kind of there, but it's like, wow, I don't know. Maybe not.
Well, anyway, back to the Avengers.
But I will check it out knowing that now Whedon is involved.
Yeah, I'm very, very interested in this. It looks awesome. There's this one shot in the trailer where Iron Man gets shot out of the sky and he's falling, then out of the right side of the shot, the Hulk just like grabs him in midair and then grabs the side of a building and slows himself down by just like putting his arm out and all the concrete's falling out. It's really awesome.
All right.
I'm trying
to see which... Well, it's probably too late now.
But
I was
going to
watch it. Stick a little bit in the thing, but yeah, fuck it. you check it out. It's around. Find it on the internet. That's where it is.
Remember, people can see this now, so now we can actually open these links. So let's do it. I got it. I am Link Boy. Of course, it's not working. Okay, it's Langley within the Langley. This is so
what
wrong.
A country.
What are we looking at now?
That link rejected Star Wars.
Saw that. Well, are these real or because I didn't read the entire article? Are these real? Or did somebody just make them up?
I don't know. There was a question about this. I didn't read the whole article, but I saw it. I think linked from BuzzFeed.
Yeah.
And they were saying it was.
Like the inflatable emperor's chair. Really?
You mean really? I mean, it was turned down? Or
good.
What?
All right. The 3D galaxy projector, the Death Star, that's actually a real thing. My nephew got one for his birthday recently.
Okay.
Those
cup toppers, too.
The what?
The cup toppers. Those were at Taco Bell eventually.
Oh, were they? Yeah. So maybe they are real. Who knows? The golf set.
They weren't quite like that.
No,
but
that can't be real.
Wait, what?
There's a golf set.
The Jabba the Hutt beanbag chair. Now that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
I mean, pervy.
They don't seem outrageous.
Action Figure Insider. I just keep following links and following links, and I still can't find the original.
Somebody stop
thing.
Showing him.
Oh, that's me. Which guy?
You. Just surfing.
I guess it
does work. But, I mean, some of these, that Yoda backpack, that's a real thing now. That actually happened. Oh, what did I do? Well, I lost the hangout, evidently. What the hell? That was weird. Well, stand by while we come back. Hey, I don't know. Had some issues there. Yeah, sad trombone. I'm not sure what just happened. Lost the connection, I guess. As it will do. The Yoda backpack became a thing. So the only reason I think this is not real is that I don't believe Lucas would ever say no to merchandising anything.
This is true.
Well, the problem with it is that a lot of these things were non-episode one. And so I'm really not sure how legit this is. Like, why would you put out a Darth Vader thing for episode one? Because granted, I stopped collecting Star Wars stuff many years ago, so I really don't remember what was out. And Phantom Menace just didn't do it for me. So I don't really remember if there was a lot of classic Star Wars stuff out in 99.
How healthy is your rice? Hinode Rice. Nutritious and ready to eat when you are. Greatness in every grain.
Like, for example, you know what? Here's one that's interesting. The talking lenticular trading cards. And so it has Anakin changing to Darth Vader. But the thing is, like, why would they market that at all? Why would anybody want to market that if, for kids that are seeing this for the first time, Anakin becoming Darth Vader was actually supposed to be a surprise?
You had me at lenticular.
But keep in mind, that first poster for the movie, in his shadow, you saw Darth Vader, too. So,
you know.
Nobody noticed.
Or, you know, maybe that's why it was rejected. Who knows?
Oh, my God. This just in.
Oh, here we go.
I've just been handed. Judges say no to crack. They refuse Crackberry trademark.
Who's trademarking Crackberry?
Gadget site was trying to trademark the name Crackberry.
Oh, that's awesome.
So
the administrative judges said it would be wrong to let another company own the word Crackberry because many people associated the word with RIMS. This is such a butthead astronomer moment. Own product. They said customers could be confused because the public initially adopted the term Crackberry as a nickname for the goods of Blackberry.
Wow.
Oh, really?
Huh. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
The Crackberry moniker for BlackBerry branded products had already achieved dictionary status as a slang term dating to the year 2000 and had then been selected Word of the Year 2006 by the staff of Webster's New World Dictionary.
Wait a minute. I thought that people did this kind of stuff all the time, even if there was prior references. I've heard of things like that. Well, whatever.
Crackberry compared its situation to that of Chewy Vuitton, a dog toy company that won a lawsuit brought by a certain fashion house that rhymes with Chewy Vuitton. But the judges in this case said that unlike the dog toy scenario, a Crackberry trademark would reduce the value of BlackBerry's own brand.
No, interesting.
But you know why? Because it's not worth anything right now anyway.
I know. I'm like, so who gives a crap?
Throw it away.
Yeah.
Who gives a crack?
Oh.
So there you go. Breaking news as it happens from, you know, earlier this morning.
There was a story about this guy who tweeted, I think it was in August, he tweeted that he wanted to fuck Michelle Bachmann in the ass with a Vietnam era machete.
I saw that. That's not nice. I'm sorry. Nice. It's just.
But now he's in trouble because people are taking it as a threat.
People don't know who he is yet. That's the thing. Is that
Mr. X? He's like refusing to reveal his identity. If I remember correctly, like, didn't the judge say, "Look, these kind of things would be okay to say, but not this." And it was kind of like pretty amazing. Like, I hope she rots in a desert of exile and alienation, to steal a phrase from Henry Rollins. Here we go. Yes, I want to know what the other things. Blah, blah, blah. I don't actually care about any of this.
He was saying, look, everything on my page is just, you know, crude like that. And the judge said, yeah, it is. But if you were to say something like, you know, the guy argued, well, what if I said I want to kick her in the ass to Mars? The judge said, well, that's not possible, so it doesn't have to be taken seriously. Whereas this is, so we have to kind of take it seriously.
I just love how clinical this sounds. What Mr. X is describing is the forcible insertion of an extremely sharp real-world weapon into Ms. Bachmann's rectum, which, if performed, would undoubtedly cause serious bodily injury and likely death, the judge argued. That's the best part right there.
Yeah.
I love it when brilliant judges and anybody who's got to do some serious work has to say the most ridiculous shit with probably a straight face.
He also compared the stuff on the guy's Twitter stream to Andrew Dice Clay, but not as creative.
By the way, Dice Man is still performing.
He is.
Yes, I saw recently, and it was a recent picture too of him performing in Vegas.
Does he have the man boobs? Because he might need to worry about dying.
Heart attacks.
I don't know.
Remember when he was shocking? Not anymore.
Oh, that first. I remember vaguely that first one. There were two comedy specials on HBO that made me laugh so hard I could barely breathe. First one was Eddie Murphy, Delirious. And then the second one was the first Dice Man one. Although Sam Kinison came very close to the third. But then I remember watching the second Dice Man one, and it was awful. Mm. I just remember watching it going, this is not funny at all.
Yeah. Is he on Twitter, though?
I don't know.
Probably.
He can write his little one-line hickory dickory dot tweets.
I still wish I had seen the whole NASCAR thing as it happened, where NASCAR is running into each other, blowing up. And then the guy gets out of the car and just starts tweeting on the track while the track is on fire. That guy is hardcore.
That's awesome. I did see that he's not going to be in trouble.
Really. Right. The short version of the story is NASCAR got postponed because of heavy rains. And there's this big machine that drives around the track with a big jet engine that dries off the track. And all hell breaks loose on the track and a car hits it. Flames, parts, pieces everywhere. Airplane fuel leaking all over the place. It catches fire. The whole track is basically blocked by a line of fire. Red flag goes up. Everybody gets out of their cars. They stop. Everybody gets out. And then one guy just whips out a phone. Starts tweeting.
Hey, good on him.
Got like 100,000 followers from that.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, professional sports franchises have no sense of humor. And they don't want their guys doing anything because they want all the money. They found that he was not breaking any rules because a NASCAR driver, God forbid, having his own video equipment in the car, like the rest of the common world, not allowed. So, But they found GoPros that for them. Didn't use it, so it's cool. So he wasn't in trouble. The fact that you can be like a grown man or woman and have to face that kind of stuff is just insulting as all hell.
Oh, I would be trying to live stream my drive around the track or something. That'd be great.
Mm. I know. And like I said, the same thing when Obama was elected president and he went into office and, you know, everybody was like, oh, he's the BlackBerry president, right? Because he had a phone like normal people. Forget if you like him or not. The fact is he walked around with a phone like the rest of us, doing stuff, right? Doing business. And all that comes to a screeching halt, right? Because he's got to have the special bulletproof security whoopee-woo phone and that took forever and triplicate form request. And it's like, ugh.
Hey, if I had my phone set up for work email, it would be the same thing. It's ridiculous.
Well, perhaps.
I figured,
president of the world, right? You probably could get things moving a little faster, but apparently not.
I found Diceman's Twitter ID.
Oh, really?
The real Dice Clay, and it's verified.
Wow.
And you know, it's kind of funny because one of the tweets, he retweeted somebody that says, you were funny in the 80s and 90s, but not anymore.
Just barely.
And Lenny Bruce before him.
Yeah.
I think Sam Kinison would probably still be funny today. If you were alive. Yeah, because he had that whole alphabet thing. That would still probably freak people out. His alphabet routine would probably freak people out.
The problem is that comedy is not as prevalent as it was in the late 70s, early to mid 80s.
That's like because
when
Coke
HBO
isn't.
Had their comedy shows. I mean, forget it. I mean, everything was like a classic.
Right.
Paula Poundstone, George Carlin, Dice, like all of them.
Even Robin Williams.
Robin Williams, Eddie Murphy, like all of them. Tim Allen, Cosby. They were all classic. And then, I don't know why, but comedy just stopped. And then there's a place by me called Rascals Comedy Club. And it was huge for many, many years. And then one day, it went out of business. In the early 90s, I think it went out of business.
Hickory Dock.
Early to mid 90s. No, I remember because my wife and I used to go there before we were married. So... yeah, it's just a shame, though, because the place was great.
Do you think it's because there's not as much Coke around?
I don't know what the reason is, but I just don't understand why comedy isn't as big of a deal as it used to be. It's not as big of a business as it was.
Yeah.
I saw Tim Allen before he was anybody.
When he was doing a lot of Coke, getting arrested.
Maybe. But
they all were.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I kind of miss going to comedy clubs. They were a lot of fun.
I saw Dave Attell in Houston. That was pretty funny. I haven't been to a lot of good comedy acts, though.
No, like
you said, it's all kind of... a lot of them either got shows or went to Vegas to do shows.
You know, what about the up-and-coming people, then?
Or the new era. Actually, that reminded me, Zay Frank is coming back.
Yeah, I saw that.
Anti-Lauren Feldman,
mm-hmm.
as Lauren Feldman says. Those guys are yin and yang.
Rascals
For those of you
Club
that don't know who
around.
Either of those guys are.
This is their other location. But anyway, we need more comedy. That's basically all I'm trying to say.
We need more comedy on this show. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, okay.
I think I'm done.
All right, bye.
I don't think I got anything else. I'm out of comedy. If you want to check out some comedy, you can go to Branson, Missouri, where there was just a massive tornado, and check out Yakov Smirnoff because he's performing there. He's got a whole comedy compound of theater.
A compound
there. Yes, he's got a whole Yakov's town or something. It's weird.
Yakov World.
It's like whatacountry.com or something. I'm not sure. I'm not even kidding.
Yakov Smirnoff. I always remember loving saying his name as a kid. I just felt like I was like saying something wrong, but not.
Smirnoff or Yakov?
Or Yakov, maybe.
Yakov. It's Yakov.com.
Y-A-K-O-V, is it?
It is.
All right.
So I don't know what his Twitter name is. He might be tweeting about the big tornado and stuff. So it might be interesting to see what he has to say.
Maybe.
If you want to tweet us, you can do that. Robot Underpants on Twitter. Robot Underpants 42 at Gmail if you want to send us something. I don't know, dirty pictures or something. Whatever.
And that doesn't mean like dryer lint, smartasses, because that's what you do. Nobody would actually send us porn to be like, I know, I have like some muddy shoes and some dryer lint. Ass.
You know what? At this point, be happy if we got that.
Indeed, indeed.
Oh, all right.
I'm done.
Was that news? Nope. All right. That's the end of the show.
No, that was new. That was just the notes that I was so diligently following.
All right. Well, that's that. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. And we'll see you next week.
Mm-hmm. Later.
I love the way you laugh.